tricks of my finger, but the thought of doing it myself all the time was something to ponder on a bit. Anyway, it was while I was there in the John Radcliffe, and I can't tell you when it was, but it must be 15 years ago, perhaps. Perhaps something like that. Anyway, more than 10 and less than 5, I would guess. I came back with my first blood tester, and I learnt two things very quickly. One is that there's no pain involved. It's not traumatic in that way. And the other thing was, it enabled you to be in charge in the most wonderful way. As before, you would keep records, you'd have the charts, and you'd write down what you were at particular times so that you knew how things were. But unlike before, you were actually recording what you were. And I think the blood tester is the thing that made the biggest difference. And for a long time, it was the absolutely accurate blood test, coupled with the still somewhat blunt instrument of the insulin, which was still one in the morning, one in the evening. And the thing which had been with me all my life, which I'd got used to, but which is an incredible problem and hassle for people who live with diabetics, which is the fact that they have to eat at certain times, and if they don't, they get blue or irritable or worse. And when you take your insulin in the morning and evening, you've got to have your 11s, you've got to have your lunch, and you have to fit your life round that. It's not the other way around. That's how it is. Whereas once you start to take the Lantus at night and the quick-acting injections when you eat, you then, for the first time in your 50-odd years, can really put everything together and live a proper life. Now, in my case, I have to say that it's such a habit to feel that I need food at lunchtime that I do feel I need that even when I don't. And I'm still in the habit of I still feel that. And the fact that, say I go to work and I forget to take my insulin, and